RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Peanut Butter Falcon, now playing in area theaters.
Sometimes songs and soundtracks convey more atmosphere to a film's setting than any dialogue or panoramic pictures. Remember how O Brother, Where Art Thou's bluegrass and gospel music said so much about the Mississippi Depression era? The Peanut Butter Falcon's song usage doesn't reach that superlative level, but its hearty doses of the staple singers and other background soul and tinny country helps make you see and feel the Outer Banks' humidity and how it makes everything sticky. Nobody wears a clean shirt. Basic hygiene is an ad hoc hobby. But these details sport an authentic feeling of how blue-collar shrimpers and fishermen interact with their environment. It may be beautiful out here, but life is rough. He's no fisherman. In fact, he can't even swim. But life is no picnic for Zach, played by Zach Gottsagen, either. The state institutionalized Zach in a government-run old folks' home because some bureaucrat had no idea what else to do with him. Zach has no family willing to claim him. He's only 22. And Zach has Down syndrome. Both Zach, his elderly roommates, and his friendly caretaker Eleanor, played by Dakota Johnson, recognize he is in the wrong place. But you can't argue against nameless and faceless paperwork. Zach may not understand all the ins and outs of how the world works, but he knows one thing. When he breaks out, his mission will be to travel to a wrestling school run by his hero, the Saltwater Redneck, who he idolizes while memorizing his moves like the atomic throw on a tired and near-death VHS tape. On the lam, shoeless and clad only in a pair of tighty-whities, Zach runs into Tyler, played by Shia LaBeouf. Tyler is in the middle of a downward spiral, fueled by an escalating series of poor life choices. Mourning his brother's death, making enemies of the entire local fisherman outfit, something you really don't want to do. And finally on the run for his life, the last thing Tyler needs is to be slowed down by, and watch out for, Zach, whose appearance in his life he takes far more nonchalantly than most would. Tyler is following the road south and agrees to take Zach as far as Saltwater Redneck's school. Tyler does not have to do this. He points Zach towards civilization and knows someone else will eventually pick him up. So why does he take the risk and assume the responsibility? The real answer is a cross between the story requires him to, and it shows the audience Tyler maintains a good soul, rather deep down, but it's somewhere in there. Personally, I believe Tyler psychologically needs to be a good brother again. But each of us will read into his choice whatever we choose to. Once the story morphs into a road movie, well, raft movie, it picks up steam and functions as its best self. Zach and Tyler become friends, develop a bro handshake, invent Zach's wrestling alter ego, and look out for each other. Eleanor completes the trio rather reluctantly, as the script hints and pokes at her backstory with persistent, nebulous allusions to a prestigious university and personal tragedy. Now they can all be sticky together on their Huckleberry Finn raft as one looks forward to wrestling glory and two ponder ways to escape past demons. Professional wrestlers come in two varieties, the hero and the villain. Zach believes villain suits him because of his previous abandonment, but a bit too on-the-nose script has Tyler convincing him he's a hero because he is a good guy in real life, and co-directors Tyler Nielsen and Michael Schwartz want their film to be uplifting while they coat it with a rough edge. The road-slash-raft narrative device makes room for what it does best, introduces juicy but brief supporting characters. Zach and Tyler encounter Jasper, a blind, pistol-toting old soul who will just as soon shoot at you as baptize you in the river. There is only one correct response when he inquires if you are God-fearing. There are two revenge-minded fishermen whose purpose is to remind us Tyler and Zach are not alone on the water and better not slow down too much. And for the keen-eyed viewer who paid attention to wrestling, back in the 80s and 90s, a familiar face shows up. I won't give it away, but he may have thrown slithering reptiles on his defeated foes in the ring. The Peanut Butter Falcon will work for folks who love a good redemption story, and Zach Gottsagen is easy to root for, but Shia LaBeouf owns this film. He knows how to play down and out, and looks more than comfortable in an old t-shirt so filthy the least bit of friction will catch it on fire. Themes of forgiveness, letting go of the past, and your family are the friends you choose are too overtly laid out in a neat little line, but you'll leave with a smile on your face when Zach reminds you of rule number one, party. That is why I give the Peanut Butter Falcon 2.5 out of 4 stars.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.